This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Officials with the Six Rivers National Forest will hold a memorial service for firefighter Bill Jaros, who died last Saturday while on a conditioning hike with fellow crew members. Jaros, an Air Force veteran, had served for 12 years with the Forest Service and was his local union's president for the past 5 years. The memorial service will be held at the Del Norte County Fairgrounds next Tuesday morning, and it will be preceded by an escort procession that will include the Forest Service and CAL FIRE honor guards, as well as representatives from the military. You can make memorial donations in Jaros' honor to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. The County Drug Task Force, along with members of the Eureka Police Department's POP team, conducted a lengthy investigation into suspected drug sales activity at a residence on Maple Lane in Eureka. Yesterday morning, officers and deputies served a search warrant at the house and detained several people on scene. A canine unit was deployed and investigators from the district attorney's office were on hand as well, as heroin, hash, some meth, scales, packaging materials, and other evidence of drug sales activity was confiscated. Two women were arrested, Nancy Burks and Tracy Walden. Both were booked into county jail. The investigation is ongoing. The County Assessor's Office has announced that the 2017-2018 assessment roll has been completed, and the values are now available at the county's website. You can search for specific parcels by parcel number, assessment number, or street address. For those who can't access the county website, they can obtain a copy of the assessment by contacting the Assessor's Office and requesting one be mailed, or by picking up a copy at the office. The California Highway Patrol suspects that a medical condition may be the cause of death for a man who died at the scene of a minor traffic collision on Highway 96 yesterday morning. The 76-year-old man was found unresponsive in his vehicle on Brannan Road at just after 9 o'clock, and emergency personnel confirmed the man had died in his truck. The exact cause of death has not been confirmed. The investigation continues. A Humboldt County man, arrested following a shootout with a Del Norte County deputy at the end of June, was in court to be arraigned. 29-year-old Anthony Hamilton, who was shot and wounded during the incident, faces attempted murder, firearms, and assault charges, along with special enhancements. A CHP team has been called in to investigate the incident, and it began with an attempted traffic stop by a CHP officer, from whom Hamilton fled before he drove his car into a cul-de-sac in Crescent City, where he allegedly fired shots at a Del Norte County deputy. Jordan Christmas has news from Eureka Police.
Detectives with the Eureka Police Department's POP unit conducted an undercover prostitution sting operation in the area of 3rd Street on Wednesday afternoon. The operation came following multiple citizen reports of blatant criminal activity in the area, and in total, three people were arrested. Police arrested 18-year-old Florida resident Morgan Vinson, 50-year-old Redding resident Eliza Carlson, and 65-year-old Leanna Duffett. All were booked into county jail on a wide range of charges, including prostitution, drug possession, and providing false information to the police.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt County District Attorney Maggie Fleming sat down for Talk Shop yesterday, and the talk turned to the rapidly changing nature of the marijuana industry in California. Fleming addressed the difference between prosecuting criminal acts related to marijuana cultivation and sales and code violations that growers can commit even as they apply for the necessary permits from the county. Fleming said that her office primarily deals with the cases forwarded from law enforcement that deal with criminal investigations.
The warrants that we see now more and more involve fish and wildlife. They involve the water quality issues. So we are seeing what we have always seen in the past, more the standard. Law enforcement went out, this was observed, fish and wildlife noted, all these other violations.
Code enforcement is an administrative action, and Fleming said that code violations can lead to criminal investigations, particularly as the focus over the past few years has turned to prosecuting illegal growers for environmental crimes.
And then we have a series of options. We can go straight criminal, which we generally don't do. We do criminal and civil penalties. And then in some cases, we are proceeding just civilly because of the fines and fees associated with water diversion, problems for your neighbors based upon what you've done to the hillside, and all those other sorts of issues.
You can listen to DA Maggie Fleming talk shop and law enforcement by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.